You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom. Many people watch movies every day, but only a small number of people know how to use movies to really learn English. In this episode, I will show you how you can use movies in a smart way to learn English faster. I will give you 5 clear tips that you can follow today. Let's begin. All right, movies are not only entertainment. Movies can become amazing English teachers because they give you real stories, real feelings, real conversations, and real problems between characters. When you watch a movie, you listen to people speaking naturally. You hear the real rhythm of English. You hear how native speakers connect words, how they ask questions, how they show emotions, and how they react in different situations. This is something we cannot get from normal books. Books are useful, yes, but they sometimes feel too formal. Movies feel alive. Movies show English in real life. There is also something very interesting about movies. Movies make you feel emotions. When you feel emotions, your brain remembers better. Maybe you have a movie line you still remember from many years ago. You remember it because the scene made you laugh or cry or feel excited. Your brain remembers things that make you feel something. This is why learning English through movies can be very strong and very natural. Movies also teach you culture. Language is not only grammar and words. Language is also how people live. When you watch movies, you learn how people talk to friends, families, teachers, customers, doctors, and strangers. You learn how people show respect. You learn how people apologize. You learn how people show love or surprise or anger. These are things we need for real communication. Movies also help your listening skills. You hear how people speak fast. You hear how they join words. You hear different accents. You hear natural English with natural speed. At first, it may feel difficult, but with time, your ear becomes stronger. your listening becomes better. And as your listening becomes better, your speaking becomes better. Movies also help with vocabulary. You do not need to memorize long lists. You simply hear the words in the story. You understand the meaning because you see what is happening. When you understand the meaning inside the story, your brain remembers the word without stress. So, movies are not just for fun. Movies can help you learn real English, natural English, and useful English. Now, let's talk about choosing the right movie or series. Many learners choose movies that are too difficult. They choose movies with very fast conversations, very strong accents, or difficult vocabulary. Then they get tired. Then they stop. And this is sad because learning through movies should be fun. So choose something simple. Choose something you enjoy. Choose a story that feels comfortable for you. Animation is always a good choice because characters speak clearly and slowly. Simple comedies and family shows are also good. If you choose something you love, you will continue watching and you will learn more. It is also very helpful to choose something you already know. For example, if you already watched a movie in your language, you can watch it again in English. Because you know the story, your brain can focus on the language. This makes your learning easier and faster. Now, TV series are sometimes even better than movies. Why? Because in a series, you see the same characters again and again. You listen to the same voices, the same style of speaking, and the same type of humor or emotion. This repetition helps your listening grow naturally. Okay, now let's talk about subtitles. Many learners ask, should I use subtitles or not? Are subtitles good or bad? Subtitles are not bad. Subtitles are helpful when you use them correctly. The best way is to use English subtitles, not subtitles in your own language. Why? Because when you see English text and hear English sound at the same time, your brain connects the word with the sound. You hear, you learn spelling, pronunciation, and meaning all together. This helps your learning become faster. If you use subtitles in your own language, your brain becomes lazy. You read your own language and you stop listening to English. So it is better to use English subtitles. At the beginning, you can watch everything with English subtitles. That is okay. This is not cheating. This is learning. After some time, when you feel a little stronger, you can slowly look at the subtitles less. You can try to listen first and then look at the subtitle only when you need it. Later, when you become more confident, you can try watching short parts without subtitles. Not the whole movie, just 1 or 2 minutes. This small challenge helps your ear become stronger. Remember, learning without subtitles is not a race. Go slowly. Do not stress. The goal is progress, not perfection. Now, I want to talk about a very important question. How to study one scene deeply? there is a very useful method called scene repetition. This means you choose one short scene from a movie or series and study it in detail. The scene can be 30 seconds, 1 minute, or 2 minutes. You watch the scene many times over 2 or 3 days. When you repeat the same scene, your brain learns the sounds, words, and rhythm more deeply. First, you watch the scene normally. Just watch and enjoy. Then, you watch again with English subtitles to understand everything clearly. After that, you can try to repeat some sentences from the scene. This is called shadowing. You listen to the actor and speak at the same time. You try to copy the voice, the tone, the speed, and the feeling. You don't need to be perfect, you just try. This practice helps your speaking improve naturally. On the next day, you repeat the scene again. Each time, the English becomes more familiar and more easy. Scene repetition is a very strong learning tool. Now it's time for the 5 simple tips. These tips are easy to follow and work for all levels, especially A1 and A2. Tip number 1. Watch for the story first. When you watch a new movie or a new episode, do not stop every second. Do not think too much. Just watch the story. When you understand the story, the language becomes easier. Your brain relaxes and learns faster. Tip number 2. Watch again for the language. When you watch the second time, pay more attention. Listen carefully. Notice how people speak. Notice how they say hello, how they ask a question, how they agree or disagree, how they show emotion. This is the time to learn expressions, not the first time. Tip number 3. Repeat short sentences. When you hear a clear and useful sentence, pause the video. Repeat the sentence out loud. Speak with the same tone. Try to feel the rhythm. Your mouth learns by doing, not by thinking, okay? This will help your speaking become more natural. Tip number 4. Keep a very small notebook. Write only short, simple expressions that you want to use in real life. Do not write long lists. Do not write too many words. Just write expressions like, "Are you serious? That's great. Can we talk later? Talk soon. I'm not sure." These are easy and useful sentences. Then, try to use these expressions during your week. And tip number 5. Watch short clips when you are busy. You do not need to watch one full movie every day. Even 3 minutes can help. You can watch one small scene on YouTube. You can watch a trailer or a short, funny clip. Short clips are perfect for quick practice and repetition. Small steps every day are more important than big steps one time per week. All right, now some learners feel frustrated when they watch movies. They try to understand every single word. They feel nervous when they miss something. But you do not need to understand every word. Even native speakers do not understand everything in every movie. The goal is good understanding, not perfect understanding, okay? Another problem is choosing a movie that is too difficult. If the movie feels too fast, too complicated, or too sad or dark, choose something easier. There is no shame in choosing simple content. Simple content helps you learn more. Another mistake is watching passively. If you only watch and never repeat or never try to notice new words, then you learn very slowly. Try to be an active learner. Repeat a few sentences. Write one or two expressions. Do a little bit of shadowing. Small actions can make a big difference. All right, before we finish, I want to give you one more message. Learning English through movies is not only about language, it is also about enjoyment. When you enjoy the story, when you feel relaxed, when you feel connected to the characters, you learn faster and you learn deeper. Do not worry if your English is not perfect. Do not worry if you miss some words. Do not worry if you meet subtitles. Everyone starts somewhere, okay? The most important thing is keep going. Watch a little every day. Listen more. Repeat a little and enjoy the process. Your listening will improve. Your speaking will become more natural, and you will feel more confident. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and I hope you learned something useful. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep believing in yourself. Bye for now.